This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أبائهم الذين ماتوا إنما هم فحم جهنم أو ليكونن أهون على الله من الجعل الذي يدهده الخرأ بأنفه. So what he's saying, عليه الصلاة والسلام, this is the first piece of the hadith. People will stop being proud and arrogant and condescending based on the legacy of their forefathers who died, who most of them were not believers, are the coal of Jahannam, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will stop caring about them, and they will be so disvalued in the eyes of Allah, similar to a beetle. You ever heard of the dung beetle? The beetle that pushes dung with its nose. And that's the term he used, alayhi sallam. You'll be less valuable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the dung beetle is to you. That takes, that goes and picks up feces and makes it into something. This is a term, I dare you to find it ever used by the Prophet alayhi sallam anywhere else in his hadith. You don't. It's very out of character for a moment. But it's not really, if you understand him alayhi sallam, and if you follow the pattern, it's not very out of character. Because he's talking about something that he was very, very firm on. You stop doing that. You stop acting like because of something that you have nothing to do with, because of some legacy of someone who came before you, your race or your culture or the color of your skin or the family you come from or the part of the world that you were raised in or whatever it is, has any degree of effect on who you are as a person or makes you better than anybody. This is something alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had no tolerance for. Either you stop doing it or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will devalue you more than you devalue the dung beetle. And then he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَذْهَبَ عَنْكُمْ عُبِّيَّةَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ وَفَخْرَهَا بِالْآبَاءِ كُلُّ النَّاسِ بَنُوا آدَمُ وَآدَمُ خُلِقَ مِنْ تُرَابِ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken away for you, has removed from you, for you, the luggage and the burden of jahiliyyah and its pride within their forefathers and the condescending and racist remarks that they had towards other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has relieved you from it. That's what he used the term. You've been relieved of this. You've been relieved of the luggage. Ubbiya is basically the cultural baggage that comes with being a person. Like you carry with you a lot of your cultural, a lot of cultural baggage your parents kind of handed down or the society that you live in gave you. We don't even notice it. We don't even notice that we see the world through a lens that we didn't actually manufacture ourselves. Someone else put it on our eyes. You only grow as a person when you're able to actually identify that you're seeing the world through a lens and you take them off and then you see things differently. And that's how you actually find enlightenment. The Quran cannot be seen through any cultural lens, by the way. The Quran, if it's seen through a cultural lens, it ceases to actually work for anybody. So you have to remove that, and you have to be able to see the Quran for what it is. You have to look at it objectively as much as possible. But the Prophet ﷺ in this hadith uses the word ubbiyah, meaning this cultural baggage that you were given. You've been relieved of it. And the need to be proud of your forefathers and use that to condescend to others, you've been relieved of doing that. Why? Because because all of you are the sons and daughters of Adam, and Adam comes from the soil of the earth. Period. You're done. Easy. You all have the same origin, come same background. Doesn't matter whether you're from African, Asian, European, Latin America, North American, Australian descent. It doesn't matter what you look like, what color of skin you have, what your eyes look like, what your mouth looks like, how long your nose is, how tall you are, how short, how fat, where you, doesn't matter what language you speak and what doesn't make a difference because you come from the exact same origin. Your forefather is Adam alayhi salam, and Adam was created from the soil of the earth. So there's no point. I can't feel that I'm better than anybody. Because all I have to do, if we just go back far enough in terms of our lineages, we all meet the same person. So it's ridiculous to even think of I'm from this family, so I must be better. No, that's not how this is done. And it's sad that there are any remnants of racists in our community. Sad that we still have remnants of these things walking and talking amongst us. Sad. That we still use derogatory terms to describe people who come from a different part of the world or a different country. Sad. You think that you're immune to this. I know you're listening to me and you're saying, yes, Sheikh, good, tell people this. No, I'm not telling people this. I'm telling you this, and I'm telling myself actually this before I even talk to you. Because we all have it. To a certain degree, there's a part of us that still, there's a part, if you just take time and look deeply, deep enough, and you're honest enough, and you're self-aware, you'll find a part of you that thinks that has a bad thought about a certain group of people. You have to do this, by the way. You have to do it so that you can get rid of it. Because we all have it. It's a part of being human. And the Prophet ﷺ would be very firm with you if he knew that. If he was in front of you ﷺ and you showed it, he would be very firm. Even though the last thing you want is the Prophet ﷺ being firm with you. What are the chances of that? One out of a million? You meet the Prophet ﷺ, what are the chances he's going to be firm with you? Very, very little. The chances are he will put his hand on your chest and make dua for you, and you will... It's very, the possibility of you getting a firm reminder from him is very, very, very unlikely. But it could happen if you have a little bit of racism going on somewhere. يروي الإمام الترمذي في جامعه بسند حسن عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم لينتهين أقوام يفتخرون بآبائهم الذين ماتوا إنما هم فحم جهنم أو ليكونن أهون على الله من الجعل الذي يدهده الخرأ بأنفه إن الله قد أذهب عنكم عبية الجاهلية وفخرها بالآباء كل الناس بنو آدم وآدم خلق من تراب صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وصحبه أجمعين إن شاء الله تسنن that we have the تفسير حلقة right afterwards. جزاكم الله خير.